So in chapter 45, thus saith the Lord to his anointed. Now he's talking about Cyrus still. Now this is the prophecy about Cyrus. Now who was Cyrus? Cyrus was the great military leader who rose up during the very height of the Babylonian power. He rose up and became the king of the Medes and the Persians, the Medo-Persian Empire. And he was really the king of the Medes, but these two empires joined together, and his force is the one that conquered the great empire of Babylon, completely overthrew it, and allowed God's people to be released and to go back to Jerusalem. Now that's why we're talking about Cyrus here. So thus saith the Lord to his anointed. Now that's talking about Cyrus, and the word anointed here means to be placed into some kind of political power like a king. A king was anointed and placed on his throne. So he's talking about Cyrus. To his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him. And I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Now let's look at what he's saying here now. He says, this is what he says to Cyrus, to his anointed, whose right hand I have holden. Now, in other words, the Lord is saying that he is holding Cyrus's right hand. That is, he's leading Cyrus to victory. Now, this Cyrus is one of the most powerful and one of the most important victors to ever reign in the world. They claim that Cyrus conquered probably as much of the world as any other conqueror. There was hardly any nation that was of any significance at all that was not subdued by Cyrus. This was just how great and powerful his force was. And, you know, he was in a way, he was a wicked man. He was a fighter. He was a murderer. He was a plunderer. But yet, God used him for his purpose. Now, if God is taking Cyrus by the right hand and holding him or leading him into these things, then, you know, it's real difficult for us to know just how God is using the powers of this world. And so, you know, had we been living during this time and not been a captive over in Babylon and not having any thing to say about what went on, but we might have found ourselves fighting against Cyrus. We might have been one of those forces that opposed Cyrus, not knowing that we'd be fighting ourselves fighting against God then. So in the powerful struggles of the world, in the battles and the wars of the world, it's not the Christian's place to participate in those things. We don't overthrow governments. We don't try to change the powers because God handles that, and we do not know just exactly what God has in store or what he's trying to accomplish. Well, he says, by his right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him. Now, this was the purpose, was to subdue nations. And they claim that Cyrus had such a powerful force that he subdued nation after nation after nation. And no nation or no group of nations could stand against his power. Now, God's telling about this 150 years or so before it ever happened. He says, and I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Now, to loose the loins of kings means, during that day and time, a person wore a garment that was loose, and in order to fight or to work or to be very industrious, you had to gird up your loins. You had to bring the girdle around you and tighten it up like a belt so that your loose garment would be tightened up and you could go about your business. Well, to have the loins loosed, then, is to be found in an unprepared state, not able to withstand the force or the invasion by Cyrus and his army. And then he says to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Now, the two-leaved gates were the gates that were in the walls that surrounded the city. And this city of Babylon not only had walls around it, and strong, powerful walls, but it also had walls that lined the riverbank. And it just so happens that whenever Cyrus and his men came into the river channel that night, that Belteshazzar, who was the king of Babylon, who was reveling in the palace, that as he came in, you know, he was reveling in the palace, and that's when he saw the handwriting on the wall. Well, as the army came in, these walls that lined the river itself had the gates accidentally left unlocked. Those gates were left unlocked. And the historians say that had only those gates been locked, and had Cyrus and his men been discovered down in the riverbed, that they would have been could have been massacred by the Babylonians, because they would have been trapped in this riverbed, surrounded by walls on all sides, and unable to get out or do anything but just be killed. But the gates were left unlocked in those walls that line the riverbed, according to the historians. And so the Bible here says that I will open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Now, the two-leaved gates were gates, of course, that opened in the wall, and this is what enabled them to overthrow the city of Babylon that night. The gates were not left shut. They were left open. And so not only was it a great thing that the river was diverted, which God said would happen, but also that once it was diverted, they still had to get through the walls and the gates. And this did happen because they were left not shut. And before the word even got to the palace that they were being invaded, the periphery of the city was already captured as a result of them being able to get through the walls by the gates being left open. And he further tells Cyrus, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. And this was simply God saying, I'm going to make your way straight or prepare it so that you'll be able then to overcome all obstacles. You know, we've had this before whenever we talked about the voice of one crying in the wilderness saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his path straight. The Lord is going to prepare the way for Cyrus. Cyrus would be able to do things that ordinarily he would not have been able to have done simply because the Lord willed it, the Lord wanted it to happen. I'll make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Now these gates that were in this city, and Babylon had some 100 gates in its walls, 25 on each side, and there were four sides to the city, 100 gates. These gates were made of brass, and then they were covered over with this iron in order to give them more protection. And so God said, I'll break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in asunder the bars of iron. So the gates were the key to being able to invade the city. Then he further says in verse 3, still talking about Cyrus now and what God would allow Cyrus to do, and I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. Now to give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that was the treasures of the kingdom or of the kingdoms which he captured. It was a real common thing for kingdoms during that day and age to have huge quantities of treasure stored up or hidden in areas of darkness or in secret places. And the conqueror then would have a difficult time finding the true treasure of the nation, even though he'd conquered the nation. But Cyrus would be able to find the hidden treasure and treasures of darkness that were in the secret places. And now God says to Cyrus, I'm doing all of this that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which calleth thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. I'm doing it, Cyrus, so you're going to know about me. So you're going to know that I am the Lord. I am the God of Israel. And he says, I, the Lord, which calleth thee by thy name. Can you imagine now? Here, Cyrus's name is given. He's calling him by his name even before he exists, even before his parents exist. God is calling Cyrus by name and saying, I'm doing this so that you know that I am the God of Israel. Now, I'd like to turn over just for a moment to the little book of Ezra, the first chapter, and read just a few verses here. Ezra chapter 1, and see what Cyrus said. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all of his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, Thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, The Lord God of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he hath charged me to build him an house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Now that's what Cyrus said. The Lord hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem.